阿门。奉主耶稣圣名开始下午的灵恩会聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our afternoon spiritual convocation service.
唱赞美诗176首。
Let us sing hymn 176.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证分享。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I bear witness and share His word.
下午要跟大家谈分享的题目是属灵的征战。
And this afternoon, the topic I would like to share is the spiritual battle.
有时候我们决定事情刚好徘徊在一个十字路口的时候。
There are many times when we come to make a decision and we are at a crossroads.
不知道往哪一个方向比较好。
And it is hard to make a decision which way to go.
这个时候我们就会陷入一种挣扎。
And it is at that time we might enter into a conflict.
很多人有时候都会在这样的情况下。
Many people encounter this problem.
必须要做一个抉择。
They have to make a decision.
比如说感情的归宿。
For example, in personal matters of the heart.
在众多人的中间到底哪一个比较适合
And out of all these people, who will you choose to be your mate?
或者选择工作的内容
Or perhaps your career.
所以我们常常会面临许多要抉择的地方
So there are many times in our life we have to make a choice.
选择的对那对我们往后的人生是有帮助的
If we make the right choice, then it will help us in our future.
万一决定错了。
But if we make the wrong choice,
有可能我们就必须为错误的决定，必须付一些代价。
We may have to pay the price of the decision we make.
但是就一个基督徒的宗教信仰立场来看。
But for a Christian who lives a life of faith,
圣经只有讲两种的生活的这个挣扎。
The Bible only teaches us about two types of conflict in our life.
我们请看加拉太书的第五章。
Let us read Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
请看这个五章的十六节到十七节。
Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 and 17.
十六节，我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。十七节，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
Verses 16 and 17. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. 17.For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish.
在这里我们非常清楚地看到。
So here we can see clearly.
为什么我们的生活信仰会有所征战?
Why there is a battle within our life of faith.
因为就基督徒而言,他活在两种生活里面。
Because to a Christian, there are two kinds of life.
一个是属灵的生活
One is the spiritual life.
一个是人活着带着肉体血气的一种生活
The other is the life that belongs to the flesh and blood.
说起来我们基督徒他基本的生活有三样
Actually, there are three aspects to our Christian life.
一个是天天跟自己有关系的家庭生活
There is the life of a family that we live day to day.
再来是天天必须要做的社会生活
There is the life that we live in our social society.
上班啦，去学校啦，这些都是社会生活。
For example, our work, our career, our school.
那另外一个就是教会生活。
And third is the life in church.
我们一个基督徒最基本他面临的就是这三种生活。
So our Christian life can be looked at in these three arenas.
那有时候这三种生活你可以调配安排得很好。
And sometimes you can find a good balance between these three parts of your life.
但有时候会冲突。
But sometimes there will be conflicts.
那在冲突做抉择的时候，这个时候你就会面临两个情况。
So when you come across this kind of conflict, you will have two situations.
现在教会需要你以后要去聚会。
Perhaps the church needs you for service.
那你是要别人请客请你吃饭为重呢，还是到神的教会为重啊？
So do you decide to go with your friend who's invited you to dinner or to go to church?
那这个时候会冲突哎。
There is a conflict.
那你这个时刻你要选择哪里？
At that moment, what will you decide?
你选择如果是肉体人情的需要，那你就是偏向你自己的思想情欲去了。
So if you decide to go in the way of the flesh, then you will make a certain decision.
有的人说，没有朋友我活不下去。
Some people may say, I can't live without my friends.
人是需要朋友没有错。
Of course, we all need our friends.
但是在这个时刻里面，哎，刚好教会也需要，那你要怎么样跟人家说？
But at that moment, when the church needs your service, what will you say?
一个真正的朋友会体谅你的处境的。
A true friend will understand your situation.
他也不会影响到你的宗教信仰的。
And would not influence your faith negatively.
而这种朋友可以交啊。
And that would be a good friend to have.
如果会影响，那你要做一个考虑啊，这种朋友不值得深交啊。
But if this friend will influence your faith, then you have to think second.
所以我们必须在生活里面要有一个原则。
So we need to live by our principles.
怎么样界定一个属肉跟属灵的生活要拿捏得好。
And we have to know what part of our life belongs to the spirit and what belongs to the flesh.
当然这两种生活常常会相争。
Of course, these two parts of our life will often come into conflict.
我们才说基督徒信仰的生活是一种征战的生活。
So we may say our Christian life is a spiritual battle.
根据但以理书在做研读的时候，
Whenever we read the book of Daniel,
其实也很明显的看到是两种生活的征战。
We can see there is also outlined a spiritual battle.
比如说第一章到第六章里面就讲但以理先知在王宫的历史的一种经历。
And in the first six chapters of the book, we see how Daniel lived a life in the palace.
那是一种属世的征战操练。
And that was a life that he had to battle against the flesh.
当尼布甲尼撒王宣布你们这些哲士都要吃他拜过的这个膳食啊。
The king proclaimed that all of his servants and eunuchs had to eat his food, which was offered to the idols.
这个时候，但以理和他三个朋友都立志不吃国王的膳食。
But Daniel and his friends determined not to eat the food of the king.
宁愿吃没有被拜过的素菜。
And they determined to eat vegetables and water instead.
结果在但以理书第一章，神就把最多的聪明智慧赐给这四个人。
So God blessed Daniel and his three friends with greatest wisdom in the first chapter.
这是一种属世的操练哦。
And that is a battle against the world.
一样在王宫里面要被重用，但是你用什么心态去面对？
On the one hand, they are important figures in the palace, but yet, what kind of attitude do
they have? 我们今天在公司上班也希望被升迁啊，成为众人的第一主管啊。
Of course, in our companies too, we hope to be an important worker to be, rise up in our promotion.
但是你是用什么方式爬上去？
But what means do you have to climb the ladder?
你是因为守住神的信仰上去的吗？
Do you hold the principles of God's faith?
还是暂时把耶稣丢在后边呢？
Or do you put Jesus aside?
先求得功名利禄，以后再谈信仰吧。
And get your way to the top first before considering your faith.
这个动机，这个过程是不太好。
So the motivation and the process where you get there is different.
我们看到但以理先知跟他那三个朋友。
We can see Daniel and his three friends.
只要是违反到信仰的时候，他们非常坚定自己跟神的信仰关系哦。
Anything that came against their faith against God, they would reject.
他三个朋友为了守住信仰，不拜那个大金像，被丢在火湖里面了。
The three friends, because they refused to worship the golden idol, they were thrown into the fiery den.
国王很生气的。
The king was upset.
叫大的壮汉把他们丢到那个火湖里面了。
And told his strong guards to throw them into the fire.
而且把火力增加七倍。
And they even increased the strength of the pyre fire by
7 times. 这个要丢他们的人
啊，
那么大的人啊，还没有碰到那个，才到火湖的旁边，他们就被烧死了。
And the people who were going to throw them in before they even got to the fire, they themselves were burned to death.
但是但以理那三个朋友为了信仰，宁愿被丢在火湖里面，就是不能跟国王妥协啊。
But the three friends of Daniel, because of their faith, they would rather be thrown into the fire and die than to obey the king.
神差使者与他们同行，结果 国王说把这三个人再拿出来的时候连一点烧焦味道都没有、哎、
And so God used his angels to protect them and when they came out there was not a single hair that was burnt.
哇这真是大神迹
This was truly a great miracle.
谈到信仰的立场绝不妥协
They never compromised their faith.
没有那个模棱两可的空间
There was no overlap between
faith. 是就是不是就不是
What was right and wrong was wrong.
但尼里被诬告丢在狮子坑里面
Daniel was falsely accused and thrown into lion's den.
隔天大力乌王就叫我所爱的人啊，大力你还在吗
？And the king Darius cried out the next morning, Daniel, my beloved, where are you?
大力回答说，有神差使者保护我，狮子不吃我。
And Daniel said, the angels protected me, so the lions did not eat me.
属世的操练也可以带动我们的信仰有更好的体验呢。
And so the challenges we face in our society will lead us to even stronger faith.
这是一个属灵的征战。
This is a spiritual battle we face.
你一次的妥协，你在神面前就要付出代价。
If you give in even once, you will pay the price before God.
那六这个七章到十二章啊，但以理书啊。
And in Daniel chapter 7 through 12.
这里就看到属灵属天上的一种操练。
There is a battle between, in the spirit, between heaven and earth.
但以理先知在祷告里面，神让他看到末后的大异象。
And in his prayers, God allowed Daniel to see visions of the end times.
以后要发生的事，神让他看见。
God allowed him to see into the future what would happen.
在我们的信仰人生里面呢、啊、
In our life of faith as well.
我们就是有这两种征战。
There is this kind of battle we face.
属世的跟属灵的常常交织在一起发生啊。
The life of the flesh and the life of the spirit often overlap and interact.
所以我们做基督徒的必须要懂得分辨和清楚来看待这些事。
So as Christians, we need to have a clear vision of all these matters.
免得我们失落在这样的事情里面。
So that we do not fall into the wrong path.
有时候魔鬼用的方法最好就是让你一直很成功，然后赚钱很多很多，没有时间来教会，这个是美丽的陷阱。
And often a very wise tactic that Satan uses is to allow you to make more and more money so you don't have time to come to church.
应该我们要学会做时间的主人，做任何事情的主人。
We need to make sure we are master over our time and over all things.
不是到后来变成奴隶。
So that we are not slaves.
这个我们自己可以问问自己。
This is something we can ask ourselves.
不然我们就失落在这个生活里面了。
Otherwise, we may lose ourselves in this life.
那保罗对这一方面的教导也有很深入的看法。
And Paul also had very important teachings on these matters.
我们一起来看哥林多后书第十章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多后书的第十章。
2 Corinthians chapter 10.
保罗在谈到有关这方面道理的时候，他也表明了他的用意。
And we can see when Paul was writing these things, he used his spiritual wisdom.
我们来看那个十章第一节。
From chapter 10, verse 1.
保罗说：“我跟你们哥林多教会信徒见面的时候是谦卑的哦。”
He said, "I myself am pleading with you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ."
我这样劝勉，乃是借着耶稣基督的关系，用温柔和平劝诫你们呢。
He was pleading by the meekness and gentleness of Christ.
因为教会里面有人质疑保罗，他是凭血气来做事的。
Because some people accused Paul of acting according to his own flesh and will.
哥林多教会是他建立的。
He had established the Corinthian church.
带领很多人来信主。
He brought many people to believe in
Jesus Christ. 所以他讲话因为比较关爱，所以会比较直接。
And because he was concerned for them, he spoke directly.
但是有人不谦卑。
But some people were not humble.
不愿意接受。
And did not want to accept his words.
就认为保罗个性太强了，凭血气做事了。
And so they accused him of being too strong-minded and too willful.
但是保罗也认为这些人，我也可以用勇敢来面对他讲话。
But Paul also spoke to them boldly.
那保罗在讲述有关这一方面的道理的时候。
And when Paul spoke of these matters.
他特别讲出他的用意是什么。
And he told them what his motivation was.
我们看第八节。
Let's look at verse
8. 这里保罗说主耶稣赐给我们权柄是要造就你们哦。
And he said, the Lord gave him authority to teach them.
所以请他们不要用一种其他的看法来对待保罗的哦。
And so they should not look at him in the wrong manner.
然后他才进去开始谈。
And then he went into the
第三节
verse 3.
我们虽然在血气中生活行事，
although we walk in the flesh,
却不凭着血气征战。
We do not war according to the flesh.
这是保罗要强调的一个信仰的一个生活原则。
And this is a principle that Paul wanted to emphasize in our spiritual
life. 那我们想到这里看看。
So let's think about this.
他保罗要表明的一种立场就是所谓的真正的属灵的征战。
What Paul wanted to emphasize was how we do the spiritual battle.
要能够让哥林多教会的信徒明白所谓属灵信仰的征战。
And to let them understand that this is truly a battle that we have to fight in the spirit.
这种属灵信仰的征战啊，敌人并不是眼前的所看到的弟兄姐妹或家里人呢。
And the enemy that we face is not someone that we can see in our family or around us.
而是肉眼看不见的那个敌人呢。
But there are enemies that are invisible to our eyes.
人怎么会软弱、批评、毁谤、攻击？那是因为被那个后面那个敌人操纵了。
And that there are people who attack and criticize because the enemy is using them.
人为什么会有错误的想法，不想亲近神，不想祷告神？
And why do people not want to draw near to God or have wrong conceptions about God?
他背后那个肉眼看不见的敌人给控制了。
It is because they have an enemy behind them that is controlling them.
我们来看一下以弗所书第六章十二节。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12.
六章的十二节
Ephesians 6 verse 12
十二节
verse 12
因我们并不是以属血气的征战乃是以那些执政的掌权的管辖这幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战这里很清楚地告诉我们
So this verse tells us clearly
我们不是属血气的人征战哦
We do not wrestle against flesh and blood
而是跟那个属天空灵气肉眼看不见的魔鬼征战哦
But against the rulers of the darkness of this age, the spiritual hosts of wickedness.
所以有时候我们意见不同会争吵。
Sometimes we may have differences of opinion and argue.
那你就要想一想。
Then you must think to yourself.
人意见不一样。
If we have differences of opinion.
对方误会我们。
And somebody misunderstands us.
然后你跟着为了你的面子立场，所以也跟他讨教讨教。
And perhaps because we want to show ourselves to be right, we argue back.
别人是前面先错，你后面也吵起来，你也后错，前错后错，在神看都是错。
So they may have done the wrong first, but if you argue back, you are also wrong in the eyes of God.
在这个中间，谁最快乐？
So who is happiest in that moment?
就是那一个肉眼看不见的敌人，魔鬼最快乐。
It is the enemy, the invisible enemy, Satan, who is.
哇，他的名字叫什么呢
？What is his name？
我们来看一下启示录的十二章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 12.
启示录十二章第九节。
Revelation chapter 12 verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.
大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦。是迷惑普天下的人他被摔在地上他的使者也一同被摔下去在这里讲那个恶者他有四个名字哦
So here we see four names of the evil one
叫做大龙
The serpent, the great dragon
这个大龙是在天上征战被打输了啊，就是摔在地上
The great dragon was cast out of heaven
他就是那个迷惑我们亚当夏娃的那条古蛇
He is the serpent of old who deceived Adam and Eve.
他又叫做魔鬼
also called the devil.
又叫做撒旦
and Satan.
他的工作就是专门迷惑天下的人
and his work is to deceive the whole world.
所以魔鬼的工作就是要破坏人跟神之间的友好关系
So what Satan does is to destroy the relationship between God and humans.
他喜欢从什么地方开始做他的工作呢
and from where does he work?
我们自己有没有想过
Have we ever thought about this?
我们来看一下以弗所书第二章
Let's read Ephesians chapter 2
一节二节
Verses 1 and 2
以弗所书第二章一节二节
Ephesians chapter 2 verses 1 and 2
第一节你们死在过犯罪恶之中他叫你们活过来二节那时你们在其中行事为人随从今世的风俗顺服空中掌权者的首领就是现在 悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。在这里保罗很清楚地这样教导，
Here Paul teaches the believers,
我们一直活在罪恶的行为里面的时候，
When we live in works of evil,
不懂得认识这位主的时候，
When we do not recognize
our Lord, 只体贴自己想法情欲的时候，
When we follow our own path, our own will,
有一个现象，
There is a,
就是那个魔鬼在人的心里面运作，
A manifestation of the work of Satan within our hearts.
所以才会贪爱这些事，贪爱这些话嘛。
So that is why we start to lean towards wanting those
things. 才会表现出这些行为动作来嘛。
And start to do the actions which are of the devil.
所以魔鬼最喜欢工作的场所就是你我大家的心里面哦。
So the place where Satan wants to work is in our hearts.
我们一天没有留意，他就一天一直待在我们的心里面做事。
So if we do not pay attention, he will stay there longer and work.
所以我们不能不小心来防备他。
So we have to be most diligent in defending against him.
那要如何破除这个魔鬼的工作呢？
So how can we get rid of the work of Satan in
our lives? 要怎么样来抵挡他呢？
How can we defend against him?
让我们在属灵信仰的生活里面呢，能够更加有力成长。
So that we can have even greater strength in our faith and grow stronger.
才不会一直常常被他给辖制。
So that we will not be deceived by him anymore.
甚至做出自己不愿意做的事。
And not do anything we do not want to do.
甚至表现出违背神的地方。
Even the things that are disobedient to God.
所以这个如何抵挡破除魔鬼的作为，是我们今天生活非常重要的一个学习。
So this is an important lesson. We must all learn to defend and get rid of the work of Satan in our lives.
我们来看一下这个哥林多后书第十章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多后书第十章。
2 Corinthians chapter 10.
第四节。
Verse 4.
十章的四节。
2 Corinthians 10.
在这里说，我们征战的兵器本不属于血气的。
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
这里谈到了第一点，乃是在神面前有能力。
But mighty in God.
我们再来看那个以弗所书第六章。
Let's look again at Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章，请看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
十节，我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
所以这里很清楚地告诉我们怎么样来去破除抵挡魔鬼的工作。
So here we see the weapons of our defense.
要仰赖神的大能力。
We must rely on the power of God's might.
我们人的能力非常有限。
Our own strength is very limited.
那我们面对的敌人肉眼看不见，他也属灵气啊。
And the enemy we know is invisible, he is also spiritual.
我们在哪里软弱，他也知道我们在哪里软弱。
So he also knows our weaknesses.
你贪色，他知道，就利用你那个色心。
If you have sexual desires, he will use that against you.
你贪财，他就利用你那个贪财的心。
If you have greed for money, he will use that against you.
你骄傲，他就利用你那个骄傲的心攻击你。
If you have pride in your heart, he will use that to attack you.
你贪爱今生名利地位，他就用这个虚华的这个虚浮的心来攻击你。
If you have desire to become wealthy or famous, then he will use that.
这个时候我们需要的是重生来的能力，来抵挡他，来破除他的。
So the only way to defend against these attacks is to use the power of God's might.
我们常常认为这个世界大战争啊是在中东米吉多顿这个地方。
We often think that the great battle, the great war, will occur in the Middle East in Megiddo.
所以我们常常不警醒啊。
So we are not that diligent.
大灾难从中东米吉多顿那个老的古战场那边开始。
So we keep waiting for when the great battle will occur in that old Armageddon.
我们住在美国，住在台湾很舒服，距离那边很远，没事，没关系。
And since we live so far away, it's not a problem.
其实不是这样的。
Actually, that's not the case.
我们来看一下启示录。
Let's look at Revelation.
二十章。
Chapter 20.
启示录的二十章。
Revelation chapter 20.
请看第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节。他们上来遍满全地，围住圣徒的营和与蒙爱的城，就有火从天降下，烧灭了他们。在这里讲的他们，就是讲了在大灾难的日子之前，魔鬼被全部释放出来了。
And here we see, before the great tribulation, the devils will all be released.
这里很清楚他们的工作只针对谁啊？
And it says clearly here who they will attack.
那些不信主的在世上已经受迷惑的他根本就不管他们了。
All the people in the world who have already been deceived, they don't care about anymore.
将来跟他一样要被丢在地狱的火湖里面受刑罚的。
Because the fate of those people is that they will be destroyed in the fiery...
他们出来要做什么？
What are they coming
out for? 这里说围住圣徒的营和蒙爱的城。
They came up to surround the camp of the saints and the beloved city.
圣徒的营就是蒙爱的城是指什么?
What is the camp of the saints and the beloved city?
就是我们这些基督徒的家庭跟教会。
It refers to the families and the church of the saints.
他要破坏这些基督徒，好让这些人跟他一样，将来丢在这个黑暗的火湖里面嘛。
So they want to entice the saints to attack them so that they too can be destroyed in the fire.
所以我们要防备魔鬼的工作。
So we must defend against Satan's
works. 就要从我们的家庭里面做起哦。
It must start from our families.
也要从我们个人身上做起哦。
And also ourselves.
然后教会也要更留意哦。
And of course the church has to be careful.
一旦不小心啊。
And any mishap.
其实那个征战就会发生在你你的家或教会里面。
And the destruction can start in you, your family, or the church.
我们来看那个启示录十六章十三节。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 16, verse 13.
十三节。
Verse 13.
使徒约翰说：“我看见三个污秽的灵。”
The elder John saw three unclean spirits.
好像青蛙。
Like frogs.
我为什么要比喻像青蛙？
Why did he compare them to frogs?
在当时的埃及文化里面，所有众神最低级、最难看、最没有用的就是青蛙神。
And in the Egyptian culture, the most despised, ugliest thing was a frog.
所以就被当作是最污秽的灵、污秽的神，就是用青蛙。
So the most evil or the most despised god they had was that of a frog.
但是注意哦，从他的口中啊。
And coming out of the mouth.
这个污秽的灵从三种口跑出来哦。
So there were three mouths from which they came.
大龙的口。
Out of the mouth of the dragon.
兽口。
Out of the mouth of
the beast. 假先知的口。
And out of the mouth of the
prophet. 然后这些三个污秽的灵将来在神的大日子聚集在米基多顿作战的。
And these three unclean spirits gathered at Megiddo for the great battle.
我们想想看。
Let's think about this.
如果你没有神的圣灵的能力充满，
If you do not have the Holy Spirit filling you,
没有神的这个圣灵的引导，
If you do not have the guidance of His Holy Spirit,
我们常常讲话就会出现龙口、兽口、假先知的口哦。
And sometimes out of our mouths too, we may have mouth of the dragon.
龙口就是想要争头、争权力、地位。
The mouth of the dragon wants to have greater power, greater authority.
尤其到了那个负责人选举改选的时候，你就可以看了，有谁是龙头龙口啊
？Sometimes you can see in the elections who is the mouth of the dragon.
有的甚至要弄那个小团体啊，要想分裂教会啊。
And some even try to divide the church into factions.
你就看那个人的嘴巴很像龙口在讲话。
So you can see somebody who is jockeying for position.
我有的像兽口。
Or they might be like the beast.
那个野兽是很野蛮的。
The beast is very wild.
它没有对错之分的。
There's no distinction between right and wrong.
看到人就咬就咬。
And can bite anyone.
那个狗你训练得很好，它不会咬啊，很聪明听话的。
If you train your dog well, he will not bite.
如果是看到那个土狗、野狗，它会听话吗
？But if you see a wild dog, will they respond to your commands? It will bite any other animal.
在你的家，在你的。教会里面也会发现那个兽口到处咬人的。
So sometimes in your family or in the church too, there can be wild beasts.
都不会说造就人的好话、祝福的话，就到处咬人。
And instead of speaking words of edification, they speak words that are taking bites out of other people.
我们自己不小心也变成兽口哦。
If we are not careful, we too can have the mouth of the beast.
一种是假先知的口。
The other is the mouth of the false prophet.
乱讲、假见证、不诚实、说谎。
A person who speaks lies and deceit.
做事没有这样的，偏偏乱讲。
And when they did not do something, they lie about it.
这三种口都是破坏神的能力同在的口哎。
And these are the mouths of the three things that will destroy, fight against the power of God.
尤其魔鬼的工作很喜欢在我们心中运行啊。
Especially the power of Satan that wants to work within our hearts.
有一对夫妻。
There is a couple.
好不容易互相答应，后来结婚。
After a very long period, they finally decide to marry.
生了三个小孩。
They had three children.
但是没有把婚姻经营得很好。
But their marriage was on the rocks.
渐渐的，丈夫讲话像龙口。
And the husband often spoke like the dragon.
太太不甘示弱，所以她也出现兽口，野兽的口出现。
And the wife often responded like the beast.
然后彼此之间相处，骗来骗去，假先知的口也跑出来了。
And they often deceived each other and lied to each other like the false
prophet. 夫妻在这个时候啊，就是有一个现象，缺乏神的能力，缺乏了这种祷告的生活。
So in that kind of marriage, we can see they were lacking a life of prayer and a life of God.
这个先生个子比较小。
The husband was not too tall.
哇，这个太太个子比较大。
And the wife was a little bit larger.
每一次都是先生声音很大，假装要准备打太太的时候啊，太太就不讲话了。
So every time the husband got angry and wanted to hit his wife, she was
quiet. 后来有一天他就出手打了。
One day he actually hit her.
哦，太太也不甘示弱。
And the wife did not hold back either.
忍不住了。
She couldn't hold back.
两个就吵起来了。
And they fought.
哦，然后那个魔鬼就显现在旁边拍手，好啊，好啊。
So the devil appeared and started to applaud beside them.
魔鬼就教太太说，你要讲什么话回过去啊。
And the devil started to tell her what she should say against her husband.
哇，最后魔鬼叫她，你到厨房拿菜刀啊。
And the devil told her to go to the kitchen and get a knife.
哇，她一听魔鬼的话，到厨房拿菜刀。
And she followed his words.
跑出来就追那个先生。
She started to chase after her husband with a
knife. 哇，先生个子小，瘦瘦，这个时候有用处了。
And so the husband being slim had an advantage.
跳到椅子上，跳到那个桌子上面。
And he could jump onto the chair, onto the table.
然后又跳到床上。
Onto the bed.
哇，那个太太追得很厉害啊。
But the wife kept chasing him.
哇，他看到这个太太不是玩假的。
And he realized she was not kidding.
哇，换他吓死了。
So he was very scared.
最后准到一个角落，他逃不出去。太太准备要砍的时候啊，哎，突然停下来了。
And as he was in a corner, she started to raise the knife against him. Suddenly,
哇，先生发抖哎。
He was shivering.
哇，那个太太吓一跳，我怎么会拿菜刀砍先生呢
？And then she suddenly realized she was holding her husband at knife point.
旁边那个魔鬼啊。一直在跟他说杀死杀死把他杀掉你就赢了。
And the devil said, kill him, kill him. If you kill him, you'll win.
这个时候两个就哭了，哇，原来被魔鬼利用了。
And they realized that they were being used by the devil.
缺乏仰赖神的大能大力。
And they cried out and asked for God's help.
所以才有机会被魔鬼利用。
Because they did not have God with them, they were used by the devil against each other.
我们详细来看一看。
If we look carefully,
我们看自己就好。
Look at ourselves.
当你生气的时候，你的脸会很英俊、很漂亮吗
？If you're at your boiling point, are you going to be very handsome or beautiful?
你最生气的时候，你的脸是最温柔的时候吗
？When you're angry, do you look gentle?
其实那个时候，可能生气的时候比魔鬼长得更难看。
Perhaps at that moment, you'll look even uglier than the devil.
最近在香港举办国中班学生灵会的时候。
And recently we had in Hong Kong the spiritual convocation for the youth.
在上课就问一下学生。
So we asked the students.
因为有一课谈到这个人的情绪管理的问题。
And one of the classes was on controlling our emotions.
我就问学生，他们很老实哦。
So I asked the students a survey and they were very
honest. 我说，在神的面前问哦，你们都要老实哦。
And I said, we are answering in the sight of God now, be honest.
有时候我们大人比较不太老实啊。
Sometimes as adults, we're less honest than children.
问一个问题，你生气的时候你怎么解决
？So I asked, what do you do when you're angry?
哇，几十个，每一个都要回答。
So there were several dozen of them. All of them had an answer.
有的回答说啊，生气的时候就跑去打电脑，一直打电动玩具，咔嚓咔嚓咔嚓。
And some of them said, when I'm really angry, I go to play video games.
有的人说跑去睡大觉，从今天可以睡到明天天亮。
And some of them said, I just go to sleep and wake up the next morning.
睡饱了就没气了。
After I wake up, then my hunger is gone.
有几个比较胖的时候有生气就是一直吃吃吃难怪他就这么胖。
And some of them are a little bit fatter, they said, when I get angry.
胖表示他常常生气是一直吃吃吃吃吃到饱不能动。
When I get angry, I start eating, and then after they eat a while, they forget their anger.
有的时候跑去打球。
Some of them go to play ball.
也有的时候就摔碗。
And some of them break bowls.
摔破了几个碗，等到气没有了，再拿自己的存钱筒啊，拿钱出来再补那个碗，还给妈妈。
And after they've broken some of their mom's china, then they use their savings to make it up.
有的时候丢枕头。
Sometimes they throw their pillows.
我就问了，一个人一个枕头，你怎么常常丢那一个很累啊？
And I said, well, isn't it very tiring to keep throwing those pillows?
传道，我最少有九个枕头还是十个枕头。
And the person said, I have 9 or 10 pillows to throw around.
有的生气说把音乐开得好大声。
Some of them blast their music really loud.
有一个小男孩说他生气的时候把自己锁在房里面任何人叫都 不开门了。
And another boy said, he locks himself in his room and nobody can get him out.
他们每一个人解决这个生气的方法不太一样。
So every one of them had a different way of managing
their anger. 有一个国三的，看他本来就比较有个性啊。
But there was a boy in high school who seemed to be a little bit strong-willed.
他怎么回答？
What did he say?
我生气我就骂人。
He said, when I get angry, I start cursing.
骂到爽，我就停了。
He said, I curse until I'm real happy, and then I stop.
我说你骂谁啊？
I said, who do you curse at?
我两个姐姐。
I curse at my sisters.
两个姐姐还是那个高中国中的老师啊，都要被这个国中的弟弟骂。
And the sisters were actually teachers in high school, and they were cursed by their little brother.
我说你有没有骂到爸爸妈妈？
I said, do you ever curse your parents?
有时候有。
I said, sometimes.
那你太不应该了。
I said, oh, that's too much.
你去看圣经啊，咒骂父母的会死。
He said, in the Bible, if you curse your parents, you will die.
他的眼睛马上很大这样。
So then he opened his eyes really wide.
把自己的气出在别人那边骂骂骂骂到爽就停了。
So he
这个也是很奇怪啊。
Took his anger out on everybody else until he felt his anger go away.
所以小孩在成长的过程不懂得怎么控制自己情绪。
So children, even as they're growing up, don't know how to manage their emotions.
那我们做大人还是停留在这种不懂控制情绪，那你真的很糟糕。
And if as an adult you still are at that level, then it's pretty sad.
你为什么不祷告求神的能力灌注你，然后你能够很平静的来去面对事情或人呢？
Why is it that we don't kneel down and pray to God to ask for His power to resolve the problem and to help us?
当我们失控的时候，离开了主的道理啊，魔鬼最喜欢看，最喜欢利用我们了。
It's when we lose control over ourselves that Satan steps in and uses his power.
所以大卫犯错之后，他祷告有一个内容很不错。
So when David sinned, he made a prayer that is useful for us.
我们请看诗篇的51篇。
Let's look at Psalm 51.
51篇的请看第十节。
Psalm 51 verse 10.
第十节。
Psalm 51 verse 10.
神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit
within me. 大卫犯错之后，他才发现自己要有一颗清洁的心，不容易哦。
And after he sinned, he realized it's not easy to have a clean heart.
那这个时候，我们更要在神面前求神的力量帮助我们呢。
So it is at those moments of weakness we need God's help even more.
在软弱的时候，过患中啊，求主为我们造一颗清洁的心。
When we have sinned or sinned, offended God, we need to ask Him for a
clean heart.正直坚固的心灵站在主的面前重新出发。
To renew a steadfast spirit so we can stand before God again.
所以这真的要有一个好的祷告生活才能够得胜一切。
And there is only, we can only have this through a good, faithful life of prayer.
有一个教会啊，他们已经早祷会没有举办有差不多20年了。
There was a church that stopped having morning prayer for 20 years.
这是在一个都市的教会哦。
And it was actually in the major capital city.
难怪这个传道一看这个教会太多的事情，太多的纷争。
And when the preacher went there, he saw so much division and conflict.
所以他就在执务会首先就提出啊，要有一个早祷会。
His first suggestion to the church council was, we must start the morning prayer.
其中有一个执会的负责人说，传道，以前的传道又提出，结果剩下他一个人祷告哦。
And the church council member said to him, the previous minister said the same thing, and there was only one person praying.
他一面讲一面带着微笑，然后又点点头这样。
He said this with a little smile. There's only one person praying.
这个传道很用力地看他，然后对他说，没有关系，还有耶稣一起祷告。
And the minister answered, that's okay, as long as Jesus is praying with him.
他不敢讲话了。
Then the church council member didn't say anything.
后来就开始推动早祷会。
So they started to have the morning prayer again.
纯粹祷告三四十分钟。
So they truly prayed consistently 30 or 40
minutes. 祷告完才去上班或者回到家给孩子做早餐他们去上学。
It was only after they finished praying that they went about their morning business.
那在访问的时候就跟每一个家庭讲，哦，教会有早祷会啊，可以来看看啦。
And when they went to visit the members, they said, we started to have morning prayer again to church.
哇，感谢主呢，第一天不到十个。
So the first time they had it, there were about 10 people.
对，好不容易一个礼拜也不过十几个。
After a week, there were over 10 people.
但是过了快一个月的时候。
After a month.
这个长老执事负责人也都来参加了。
All the elders and deacons and council members came.
到后来啊，早祷会五六十个。
After a while, there were 50 or 60 people who attended.
连那个时候传道会剩下你一个人祷告，那个也来了。
Even the person who laughed at the minister for suggesting the morning prayer.
哇，感谢主，教会有祷告的声音就有力量。
So once the church is filled with the sound of prayer, 神
的能力就同在了。
The power of God with it.
连那个早上起来晨跑的哈。经过教会门口，哎呀，什么教会这么早就祷告了
？So even people, the joggers who went by the church, started hearing about our prayer.
哇，他是拜拜的。
And that was a person.
很感动哎，怎么这个教会这么早就祷告神了
？Worshipped idols, but was moved that those people
would gather to
pray so early.
哇，就走到教会一楼。
So they would go to the first floor.
问我们信徒这个做什么？他说祷告啊。
And they asked, what are they doing in there?
信徒就带他到楼上一起去祷告。
So the believer brought them to the church to pray.
哎，我们的传道就。他是跪在最前面嘛
？And the preacher was in the front.
他有时候回过来看一下，是不是时间快到了啊
？And sometimes they turn around to see if time was up.
看，有一个人不认识。
But the minister saw there was a new person.
然后起来到他旁边听，这个人没有圣灵。
And realized that this person did not have the Holy Spirit.
后来祷告完了。
After the prayer.
他很感动这么早教会有祷告声音
And the person was moved and said, I can't believe that people would get up so early to pray.
然后他说要留下来谈谈话。
So he wanted to stay and talk a while.
所以带到三楼的那个会客室啊，就在那边谈话，跟福音组的一起。
So they went up to the third floor and then started talking to the preacher.
解释一下祷告为什么要祷告。
And they explained what the purpose of prayer.
他马上说，那我现在可以跟你们一起祷告吗
？And he said, Can I also pray with
you? 可以呀。
Of course.
就站在一起祷告。
So they all stood up and prayed together.
传道才刚按不到一分钟，他就得到宝贵的圣灵了。
And after laying hands for not even a minute, they received the Holy Spirit.
哇，福音组的就很振奋了。哇，感谢主，这样也会得圣灵啊。
So the person in charge of evangelism was surprised.
哇，非常奇妙。
And they could receive the Holy Spirit this way.
他还带他家里人来参加。
And then they brought the whole family members
哇，这个教会有神呢。
So God was with the church again.
后来请教会除偶像啊。
So they wanted to expel the idols from their house.
哇，过了半年到一年之间的慕道，最后接受洗礼了。
And so after half a year or a year, the family was receiving.
这个就是仰赖神的大能大力哎。
So that is the result of relying on God's power.
魔鬼要辖制人的心。
Satan wants to control our hearts.
让你服在他的错误的宗教信仰里面。
To be fallen under his deceitful ways.
或者体贴这个错误的行为、罪恶的动作。
Or to go along the path of destruction.
但是我们所仰赖的是主的圣灵的能力。
But what we rely on is the power of God's Holy Spirit.
才有可能打败这个恶魔。
And only so can we defeat the evil one.
这是第一个我们属灵征战的兵器。
That is the first weapon of our
spiritual battle. 要靠主的能力、圣灵的能力来胜过。
We have to have the Holy Spirit's might with us.
我们再来看征战的第二个兵器。
We have to look at the second weapon now.
我们请看这个哥林多后书第十章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多后书第四章，第十章。
2 Corinthians chapter 10.
第四节。
Verse 4.
刚才这里讲征战的兵器不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力攻破魔鬼的营垒
We read that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds.
那第五节又说了,
Verse 5 says,
要将各样的计谋拦阻人认识神, 一概给攻破,
casting down arguments and every high thing that it exalts itself against the knowledge of God.
然后要夺回人的心能够悔改归向耶稣基督,
bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
那谈到这里到底是第二个兵器是讲什么?
So what is the second weapon we're talking about here?
我们来看这个以弗所书。
Let's read Ephesians.
请看第六章。
Verse, chapter 6.
以弗所书六章的十一节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 11.
十一节。
Ephesians 6
verse 11. 这里说要穿戴神所赐的全副军装就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
所以我们属灵的征战第二个兵器就是要穿戴全副军装。
So secondly, we must put on the whole armor of God.
不是现在的什么拿手榴弹啊、枪啊、军服就跟魔鬼打，你打不到他的。
It doesn't matter if we wear bulletproof vests or have grenades or any other weapons.
这里讲的全副军装是神赏赐的哦。
This whole armor must come from God.
然后解释这个全副军装在13节说又要拿起神所赐的全副军装。
In verse 13 again it says, take up the whole armor of God.
好在磨难的日子我们中午翻抵挡其实原文是抗拒这个魔鬼的。
That means you may be able to withstand in the evil day.
是要跟他征战的。
And to fight against him.
所以全副军装是讲14节到17节的这一切。
So 14 through 17 gives us all the details.
也就是讲神的真理。
It is the truth of God.
14节到17节就讲神真理的一个功用。
And it tells us the way that the truth can help us.
用真理当带着束腰哦。
And the truth is a girding against our waist.
用真理当着护心镜哦。
And we must stand therefore.
15节用平安的福音就真理当作预备走路的鞋哦。
Verse 15, we shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
最后就讲用圣灵的，这个用拿着圣灵的宝剑就是神的道来抵挡哦。
And 17, the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God.
所以穿戴全副军装是指着神的真理，全备的真理。
And we have to take on the whole armor of God, which is the complete truth of God.
用它来抵挡属灵的敌人。
And with this truth, we can fight against the devil.
在属灵信仰的征战上面能够得胜。
So that we can be victorious in the spiritual battle.
我们看到主耶稣基督在约旦河受洗之后被圣灵充满带到旷野。
We saw that Jesus, after he was baptized in the river Jordan, was taken to the wilderness and filled with the Holy Spirit.
他用什么来抵挡魔鬼啊?
And what did he use to fight against the devil there?
你是用圣经神的话来抵挡哎。
He used the word of God.
这个在路加福音第四章、马太福音第四章里头都可以看到。
We can see the record of this in Luke chapter 4, Matthew chapter
4. 所以一个人的心要从魔鬼的权势之下被夺回来。
So a person's heart must be taken out from the control of Satan from to God again.
让人能够顺服耶稣基督的带领啊。
So that we can no longer be under captive of Satan, but captive
and obedient to God. 就是要懂得穿戴全备神的真理啊。
And we have to put on the whole armor of God, the complete truth of God.
这是我们今天活着基督徒最重要的信仰的征战的生活。
And this is the most important factor in our spiritual battle of life.
比如 这个古圣徒约瑟,
For example, the Saint Joseph.
他17岁被10个哥哥无情地卖到埃及。
At the age of 17, he was sold into slavery by his brothers.
做人家的奴隶。
He was a slave.
甚至到后来还被主人的太太诬告。
And he was falsely accused by his master's wife.
不管怎么样,
No matter what happened.
他总是敬畏神, 惧怕神。
He always feared God.
他遇到不平等的待遇，甚至患难，他总是忍耐等候神。
But even though he was falsely accused or mistreated, he waited for God.
他可以面对任何环境的一种操练。
So he was able to endure under every circumstance.
他有一个很重要的信仰原则。
He had a very important spiritual principle he lived by.
我们来看一下这个创世纪的39章。
Let's read Genesis chapter 39.
创世纪39章。
Genesis 39.
39章的第9节
Verse 9
第9节最后一句话
In the last part of the verse
这里约瑟大声说我怎能做这大恶得罪神呢?
Joseph cried out, How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?
约瑟长得很英俊哦
Joseph was very handsome
约瑟 做事也聪明有能力哦。
And he was very wise in all he did.
这个是在39章前面讲的哦。
This is what it said in verse 30, chapter 39.
神给他聪明能力英俊。
And God gave him good looks, good ability, wisdom.
但是最难能可贵他有一颗心智不犯罪的心智。
The most important, he had a heart not to sin against God.
有时候神给我们漂亮。
Sometimes God gives us beauty.
或是给我们特殊的能力。
Or gives us talent.
或给我们智慧。
Or gives us knowledge and wisdom.
有特殊的才能。
And very special talents.
你要珍惜，要感谢。
You must be very thankful for these.
这是神给你的。
These are all from God.
但是不是用这个条件来作为犯罪的工具哦。
But you can't use those things to sin.
哇，神给我身材太好了。而且我又那么帅，所以我可以交很多女朋友，是这样吗？
And God gave me this handsome appearance, so of course I can go out and have a lot of girlfriends.
神给你的条件好，你要感谢主啊。
God gave you good, good qualities.
千万不要拿来用作犯罪的工具和开始。
You must be thankful and not use them for sinful purposes.
于是立志不犯罪，得罪神了。
Joseph here determined never to sin against God.
这个诱惑很厉害哦。
It was a very strong temptation. Let's look at chapter of verse 10.
这个主人不在啊，这个主人太太天天故意要跟约瑟说话。
And whenever the master was not there, the wife tempted him day by day.
约瑟不听从他。
He did not heed her.
甚至不跟他睡觉。
Did not lie with her.
也不和他在一个地方出现。
And didn't even want to be with her.
后来这个主人的太太很坏，她用强的。
And the wife wanted to do it by force.
要勉强约瑟跟他睡。
And wanted to force him to sleep with her.
约瑟只好脱掉外衣跑了。
So Joseph could only take off his clothes and run.
他被诬告被关两年。
And because of this false accusation, he was jailed for 2 years.
世人认为他卑贱，甚至认为他错。
Everyone thought that he had sinned and was wrong.
但是约瑟都没有讲任何的埋怨的话或解释。
But Joseph never tried to explain himself or complain.
他在神面前是对的，没有任何一点犯罪。
He knew he was blameless before God.
后来神让他升高成为埃及的宰相。
And finally, God exalted him to become the prime minister of Egypt.
也成就了神的意思，曾经对他们祖宗亚伯拉罕的预言。
And he even fulfilled the prophecy of his ancestor Abraham.
以色列人要在埃及地住满430年之后出去，要回到应许的迦南地。
The people of Israel would live in Egypt for 400 years and then leave to go back to Canaan.
我们看到这个约瑟，他真的心中有神的信仰，立志不犯罪。
So we could see that God's faith filled Joseph's heart so that he would not sin.
我们如果没有这份心智，很多时候的迷惑来到，你很容易就迷迷糊糊就。说再见。
If we don't hold on to our principles, then we may be confused, and that's it.
你立志不犯罪，像保罗立志得主喜悦，任何就甘心乐意承受面对苦难，一直为主服事到底啊。
But if like Paul, we have this determination to hold on and endure to the end, then we can serve God with all joy.
同样的，我也问那个国中班学生，因为学生啊。
So I also asked the students in the student spiritual congregation.
请问圣经里面啊，哪一个古圣徒啊，一生都做对的事啊
？And who of the saints in the Bible did right all of their lives?
有人回答约瑟。
And some of them said Joseph.
也有人回答但以理。
Some of them said Daniel.
还有人回答以诺。
Some of them said Enoch.
啊，有一个小妹妹回答耶稣。
And some a little girl said Jesus.
哇，当然耶稣一生都做对的事啊。
Of course Jesus did everything right.
我们今天要站在神面前有力量。
So we have to stand before God in His might.
我们就告诉自己，凡事要照着神的真理、圣经的话，每一次要尽可能的选择对的事来做。
So we have to remind ourselves in every decision we make, in every choice we have to think about what God would want us to do. There's a sister.
她很喜欢在教会服事。
She very much liked to serve God in church.
聚会前、聚会后，她就要整理。
And before and after the services, she liked to clean.
就大家很认同。
So everybody agreed.
她也很爱祷告。
She also liked to
pray. 看到哪一个家庭有需要代祷，她就会花时间祷告。
Whenever she saw a family in need, she would pray for them.
但是慢慢的，她起初的动机是不错。
And after a while, she did a lot of good things.
后来她就发现，在台上领会的人啊，家庭也有问题哦。
And then she started to think, the person leading the service has some family problems too.
她甚至很了解，你这样讲，我知道你也做不到啊。
And she started to say, well, the things that you're preaching about,
I know
you can't do them
either. 就不再安定了。
And she started to have some problems,
这样看来看去，全教会我最好。
She started to say, well, looks like I'm doing pretty well in the church compared to everybody else.
那些人不行啊，仗着你的话一讲啊，结果做不到啊，这样这样这样。
And so she started to pray to God. The people who are preaching on the pulpit can't even do what they say.
哇，主啊，我一个人很累啊，整理教会啊，接待啊，没有人来啊，大家懒惰啊。
She said, Lord, please help those lazy people who don't help me out in all the work I do.
她的祷告就越来越不单纯了。
And her prayers became more complicated.
凸显自己了。
And it started to...
没有按照神的道理这样来谦卑对待，来做一个学习的。
She started to promote herself and not have the heart of a servant.
结果她开始发脾气。
So she started to become more angry.
魔鬼就进来耶。
And then the devil came and started to work.
哇，很厉害耶。
And it was very scary.
就吓一跳，这么热心的一个姐妹怎么变成这样呢？
So everybody thought, well, she used to be so fervent. How did it turn out like this?
哇，她那个鬼在身上很厉害哦。
And the devil worked mightily on her.
哇，她看到墙壁，也就说那个墙壁有水龙头，要在那边洗手。
And she started to see a faucet on the wall and want to wash her hands there.
大家看到没有那个水龙头啊。
But there really wasn't a faucet there.
然后又说，哦，这里有一个红色的毛巾，要来擦擦手。
And she saw a red towel to wipe her hands with.
哇，很痛苦耶。
But she was hallucinating.
后来男方家属就把她送到娘方的家，女方的家。
And so her husband brought her back to her own family.
哎，因为女方那边也有教会。
Because there was a church there.
男方说他一直这样发作，那个孩子不好带，所以送到女方。
And so the husband had a difficult time with the children because of his wife's condition.
不过男方说我们在这里会努力祷告。
But the husband said we will pray very hard for her.
这个媳妇有问题就送回去女方。
And so they took her back to her own family.
女方说没有关系，我们带去教会祷告。
And her family said, we will bring her back to church to pray.
女方的爸爸，亲生爸爸就说，传道，你在哪里？
And the sister's father called up the preacher and said, where are you?
我们现在在教会，你赶快过来。
Said, we are now in the church, come right now.
什么事来再讲。
And don't worry, we'll tell you when you get here.
所以有时候这个工人也是要顺服信徒讲的话，所以访问到一半就冲回来了。
And sometimes the ministers have to listen to what the believers say, so in the middle of the visitation, they went to the church.
哇，一到的时候，那个传道就看见，哦，那个姐妹走路像猴子就。
And the preacher saw that the sister was walking like an ape.
因为有鬼在身上，她走一步有时候变成跳一步哈。
And so,
很高，然后是一般的三步。
Because the demon was working in her, so she used to take leaping steps.
哇，很可怜。
It was very sad.
后来就带到会堂一起祷告。
So they brought her to the church to pray.
就在祷告中要准备赶鬼的时候。
And as they were praying and about to cast out the demon,
她的身体突然软下来耶。
Her body went limp.
趴在地上这样。
And she fell, collapsed on the floor.
然后奉主的名叫她起来。
And in the name of Jesus Christ, they told her to get up.
哇，那个鬼被赶走了。
And the demon was cast out.
她就很正常的祷告了。
So she knelt and prayed normally.
她就得到圣灵充满了。
And after laying hands, she received the Holy Spirit's filling again. So thank God.
她清醒过来了。
She woke up again.
哇，所以她的家里人就抱着她，感谢主，感谢主。
And her family embraced her and thanked God a lot.
她才讲啊，原来她就是心中有气。
So then she related how her heart was filled with anger.
不是神，是我们跟神的关系耶。
Our service to God is our relationship with God.
不是用来拿来做一个功劳或者是做比较的。
It's not a means of comparison with other people.
是问题，你在神面前应该要尽心服事的。
It is your heart before God and service to God.
这个时候因为缺乏了道理。
And because she was lacking in the
缺乏了真正圣灵的帮助。
And lacking in the power of the Spirit.
所以才会陷入到这样的情况里面。
So that is why she fell into this trap.
所以不能不谨慎呢。
So we have to be careful at every moment.
所以从此之后她就认真祷告。
From that moment on, she prayed
mightily. 认真学习神的话。
And learned the word of God.
我们的热心啊，要加上灵修神的道理跟祷告才有办法。站得稳了。
So our zeal must be complemented by the power of the Spirit and the Word of God.
你不单坚固自己，还可以造就别人呢。
And that way you can strengthen yourself and your brethren.
不要因为你个人的热心，结果造成大家的很多的困难，这不好。
It shouldn't be that your zeal should turn other people away.
属灵的征战。
This is also
spiritual battle. 要仰赖的是神的大能、圣灵的能力。
We have to rely on the power of God alone.
要穿戴 全副军装，神全备的真理在我们 身心里面。
To put on the whole armor of God, the complete truth of God within us.
我们个人就会成长。
So then we will grow.
家庭就会和睦发展。
So our family will be harmonious and also prosper.
神的同在，圣共兴旺。
And so that the church will also have God with it and prosper in the work.
是我们属灵征战最重要的兵器。
So the Holy Spirit and the truth of God are the most important weapons in the spiritual battle.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless everyone.
一起默祷。
Let us pray in silence.
Amen. 谢谢。